Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Josh. I'm Dave Cohen at 11 minutes after 5 a.m. It's the early edition of WWL First Certain News on this 19th of November, 2019. A lot of ones and nines in the date. 1-1-1-9-1-9. Oh, look at that. It's not Monday. Clap your hands, everybody, and everybody clap your hands. Give yourselves a round of applause. You made it through Monday and safely arrived at this day I call Not Monday. Way to go. You deserve it. All right. Generally on Tuesdays, we do a quick gut check on what's going on with the Saints and LSU. And Joshua Dausch, what's your gut telling you about the LSU Tigers hosting a very, very bad Arkansas team on Saturday in Death Valley at 6 p.m.?
I've not worried about LSU all year except maybe the Alabama game. They will be fine.
Yeah, and they showed us we shouldn't worry then either. LSU is up to a 44-point favorite in almost every casino over Arkansas on Saturday. I guess it'll be fun to try to determine just how much they'll win by. Will they win by 45 or more? Will they win by 60 or more? Will they win by 70 or more as they look to hang on to being the number one ranked team? We get those college football playoff rankings tonight. There's no reason to believe that LSU won't still be number one. What's your gut tell you, Tom Perumian?
Let's not get cocky. Let's make sure we don't turn Arkansas into LSU's Atlanta Falcons game.
Yeah, a little different, but I understand the concern there. I don't know that this could be a trap game. But I understand your point, and I appreciate it. Did you guys know that there are two towns in Livingston Parish on the North Shore that currently prohibit liquor sales?
The last of the blue laws.
Yeah, apparently, though, on Saturday, both Livingston and I always struggle with the pronunciation. I know someone's going to text me at 870-870. Albany, Livingston and Albany, both approved booze sales on Saturday. They have not yet instituted the rules on how it will work, so you still can't go buy liquor in either of those towns just yet. But soon the prohibition in Livingston and Albany will be over, and liquor consumption will once again be legal.
Welcome to 1933.
Yeah, it's kind of wild that it's in this day and age there are still places in this state, in this country, where the laws are such that you cannot consume, or you cannot buy anyway, and some you cannot consume alcohol. There's still scattered pockets all across the country, mostly rural, mostly small communities, where it's outlawed. And I want folks to text me at 870-870.
I bet you could still get some opioids, though, in those areas.
Not legally, but no, good point. And there's probably a little bit of vaping going on, too. But text me at 870-870. Have you ever lived anywhere where alcohol was completely illegal, or alcohol sales were illegal on Sundays, or where there just was different laws about booze?
Isn't there a whiskey place in Kentucky or Tennessee that's where they, not Jack Daniels, maybe Jim Beam, where it's a dry county, but that's where they make it?
I think it is actually Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Well, now that you brought it up, why don't you like to look that up for us and tell us when we come back with more news at 5:30 here on WWL, all right? Josh will tell us, is it true that either Jack Daniels or Jim Beam is made in a county where it is dry and illegal to sell it? I heard that.
That keeps the locals from drinking up all the profits.
There you go. And the people who work there, yeah, can't take it home because they'd be not only stealing but violating the liquor laws. Yeah. All right. We'll see what you're texting us at 870-870 coming up. We'll check your forecast for the rest of the week. If you come through some dense fog where it's hard to see and you're going to need to warn other people about trouble navigating their way around this morning, when you safely get to where you're going, would you please text us at 87870 and tell us where there is dense fog this morning, because we understand it is in spots. Downtown, no problem. I can see from here to the river, which is about 4.5 blocks away, very clearly right now. And I didn't see any on my way in from Metairie either, but there is some out there. We'll find out where it is. Check your forecast after this. Get you some sports on your not Monday morning as well. Coming up after the news at 5:30, we'll find out about that bourbon production in Dry County over there in Kentucky. We'll also get you more on these two towns on the North Shore that have legalized booze, and we'll get our gut check on the Saints in the Superdome against the Panthers. I'm Dave Cohen. Thanks for joining us on the Early Edition. Text messages coming in about the fog. Lafitte, quarter-mile fog near the water. Highway 90 from Houma to Des Almonds, thick fog. Heavy fog in Belle Chasse around Phillips 66 Refinery. And then there's this text message at 87870. There is dense fog in my head this morning. I'm going back to bed. Well, good luck with that. Let's check out your forecast for those people who are not going back to bed. Text messages coming in at 87870. One says LSU will win this by 70. Another says LSU won't cover because they won't keep Burrow in the game. They don't want to want him to end up like Tua. Yeah, you know, Alabama should not have had Tua Tagovailoa in that game to get that hip displacement and hip fracture that may have ended his career. That was a game he did not need to be in. So I think you're right. I think maybe Burrow plays a quarter in this one. But I don't know. You know, the way LSU's been approaching things is pedal to the metal all season long, don't let off the gas, so maybe Burrow does play the whole game. What do you think? Should Joe Burrow play the whole game on Saturday against Arkansas or not? Text me about that at 87870. I'll share those and some interesting texts about dry towns, parishes, and counties after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.